Right now, inside your engine, metal parts are just flying past each other thousands of times a minute.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty intense in there.
Right. And they're separated by this film of oil that is, I mean, it's thinner than a human hair. I'm your host, and sitting across from me is our expert for today. Welcome to today's deep dive.
Hey, everyone. Really glad to be here to get into the weeds on this.
So our mission for you today is deciphering the exact engine oil specs for a 2012 Honda Civic.
Very specific, but very important.
Exactly. And why should you care? Because, well, if you guess wrong here, your engine runs hotter and it wears out much, much faster.
Way faster.
So let's establish our baseline. Most US 2012 Civics, specifically, we're talking the 1.8 liter iVTEC, they require 5W30 full synthetic oil. Change interval is usually 5,000 miles or 6 months.
It seems straightforward enough, right?
Yeah.
But the engineering behind that 5W30 label is, well, it's actually fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking about viscosity modifiers.
Yes.
Basically, the oil is engineered with these polymer chains that actually expand when they're heated.
Wait, they expand.
They do, yeah. Think of it like maple syrup. So that 5W is your winter behavior. It flows incredibly easily during a freezing cold start.
Which gives you that five rating.
Exactly. But then those expanding polymers make sure it acts like a heavier 30-weight oil, so it maintains a stable protective film when the engine is, blistering hot under heavy load.
Okay, so it dynamically adapts to the temperature stress. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting, right? You can't just assume your car fits this specific fluid dynamic just by glancing at the badge on the trunk.
Oh no. That is a massive trap for car owners.
How so?
Take the Civic Si models, for example. Those come with a 2.4-liter engine, and they require a completely different viscosity to function properly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so assuming your car fits the standard mold just based on a trim badge, you risk permanently damaging a high-performance engine. You have to check the actual engine code via the VIN or your paperwork just to be absolutely sure.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit. I want to push back. Let's say I've verified my engine code, right? I know for a fact I have the standard 1.8 liter. If synthetic oil is fundamentally just a highly refined base oil, and I'm draining it out every 5,000 miles anyway, why does the specific brand or bottle matter as long as I just grab the cheapest one that says 5W30?
I get why you'd think that, but getting the viscosity right is really only step one. It's just the physical foundation.
Really? But it's all synthetic.
Doesn't matter. The bottle absolutely must display an API service category and an ILS GF rating for passenger cars.
Okay, right. Those are the global testing boards, the American Petroleum Institute, and the International Lubricant Standardization and Approval Committee.
Right, the alphabet soup of certifications.
Yeah, exactly. But what do those acronyms actually require the oil to do inside the engine?
Basically, they mandate a specific chemical armor. Those ratings prove the oil contains essential chemical additives,
Like what?
like detergents that actively suspend microscopic carbon particles.
Oh, so they don't bake onto the hot metal?
Precisely. And alongside that, you've got anti-wear additives like zinc that chemically coat the bearings. Missing those certifications means you are actively risking severe sludge buildup and bearing corrosion.
Even if the physical thickness of the 5W30 is perfect?
Exactly. The thickness doesn't matter if the chemistry is wrong.
Wow. Okay, so the chemistry is locked in. We've got the 5W30 and we've verified the API and ILS ratings on the label. Now we're in the garage, actually pouring it.
The fun part.
Right. But what happens mechanically when human error enters the chat and we mess up the level?
Well, people often overfill. They assume, like, more fluid equals more protection.
Which sounds logical, honestly.
It does, but mechanically.
Yeah.
If you overfill, the rapidly spinning crankshaft whips that excess oil into a froth.
You're essentially turning the oil pan into a blender.
Yeah, it aerates it. You get a foamy, smelly mess. And foam cannot pump efficiently. So, ironically, overfilling reduces your overall oil pressure.
That is wild. And what about underfilling?
Underfilling physically starves the engine bearings of oil.
Right.
This is super critical when you are accelerating hard or cornering. The lower fluid volume sloshes away from the oil pickup tube.
Ah, so the system sucks in air instead of lubricant.
Exactly. Metal on metal, not good.
Which brings up a crucial mechanic tip I pulled from our sources. You should never blindly pour the total capacity listed in your owner's manual.
Never.
Because even something as simple as threading on a slightly different brand of oil filter changes the total fluid volume your unique system can hold. The dipstick is your final truth.
It really is. You pour a little short, let it settle, check the dipstick, and then just add small splashes until it hits the mark. Give the machine exactly what it expects, nothing more, nothing less.
So what does this all mean for you? The action plan is pretty clear here. Verify your actual engine code, match both the viscosity and those API and ILSAC chemical specs, never mix different viscosities, and always trust your dipstick over the manual.
Solid advice.
Which leaves us with this. If just swapping to a slightly differently designed oil filter can shift your car's exact fluid capacity and silently risk starving your engine, what other invisible tiny variables in our daily routines are we blindly ignoring?
That is a great question to leave on.
Keep questioning those details, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.